that's taking over in China, and the entire economy is beginning to shut down. I said, in Europe, why, of course, we find that there's an organized effort to create a situation that may lead to a breakup of the European currency. Now, we know what the globalists want. The globalists want, of course, to use this crisis as a vehicle for increasing the power of a central authority over the sovereign states. And so they will be able to circumvent the desire of the people for individual nations, and they will be able to create their one world government. But is it going to work? And certainly here in the United States, we have a situation where certainly 43 cents out of every dollar the government spends is borrowed, and yet we're giving money away in the way of foreign aid. We're borrowing money so we can give it away. How long can you keep borrowing your way into prosperity? And of course, we already have a national debt that's over $15 trillion and growing. And if you look at the real debt, it's up around $70 trillion, and there's no way to pay it off. And we're going to have hyperinflation, and the whole system is going to come down. It's not a matter of if, but when, and how soon it's going to happen. And when that happens, of course, most people are going to lose everything they have. Jimmy Rogers gave an interview earlier this week where he talked about what lies ahead is the destruction of a whole class of investors. And he's talking about the average individual who is going to lose everything they've spent their whole life working for and the inflation that lies ahead. Now, what is hyperinflation? Well, when you get up to 25-35% a year, why, of course, in 3 years, you've just pretty well destroyed the value of the currency, and this sort of thing is coming. Well, with that as a background, let's get to Lindsay Williams. Good evening, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, thank you so much for letting me be with you tonight. You know, I feel so honored that God, many years ago, would have allowed me to be invited by the elite of the world to be their chaplain for 3 years' time, and then to be able to keep in touch with these people over these years, and now they're in their 70s and 80s, and to think back on how much pain and sorrow we have been able to save people by telling them what the elite were going to do. You know, any person who had believed what Ken Fromm said back a few years ago, and I was on your show, and I said that we had been told that if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on, and I begged people to get out of paper and to take the advice of the elite. If people had listened, or those who did listen to that, you realize they would not have lost a single penny in MF Global. They would not be bothered by a financial collapse because they got out of the paper. And they wouldn't be in jeopardy today at all because of what's happening in the financial world, Dr.
Well,
Stan.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Lindsay, go right ahead.
We can save ourselves so much heartache if we really know what's going on. I think back on 1929.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
But we had an opportunity to meet Ken Fromm and other people who were very high up with what we call them the internationalists. Probably Ken Fromm was a member of the Brotherhood of Darkness, but the other gentleman is really a member or just affiliated with it, who's feeding Lindsay information now, I don't know. But I certainly really started back in 2008 when Lindsay got a call from Mr. Fromm, who told Lindsay that he had been ordered or told to call Lindsay and threaten him, tell him there'd be very, very dire circumstances if he didn't stop talking about the oil that was off the North Slope of Alaska. Now, you may very well, looking back to 2008 and before, remember all this talk about the America, the world is running out of oil. Suddenly there's no oil, we're going to have oil shortages, peak oil, and it was always a lie. I mean, they knew they had massive deposits off the North Slope of Alaska. In fact, Lindsay was told that when he worked on the oil pipeline, and he had written a book called The Energy Non-Crisis, which is still, you can get this up on the internet, you can get Lindsay's talk. In fact, we carry Lindsay's talk, Talking K for us here, where he talked about the massive supplies of oil sitting off the North Slope of Alaska. There was never an oil shortage. But they wanted to give you the impression there was an oil shortage. Well, anyway, a person in 2008, why Lindsay was contacted. And I don't know exactly what was said, but they let Lindsay know in certain terms. He was to stop talking about the fact that the world was awash with oil. But at the end of the conversation, Lindsay began talking with Mr. Fromm, and Mr. Fromm had given Lindsay some fascinating information. I called Lindsay about that time, and he said, Dr. Stan, I don't know what to do with this. I have this information. I don't know whether to use it or not. I just feel very uncertain. I said, look, why don't you call Ken and ask him if it's all right for you to put out the information that Lindsay did? And Mr. Fromm said, certainly, you know, just don't use my name. It's going to happen. But you go ahead and tell people what's going to happen. And so we know what's happened since then. And that certainly gave you the opportunity to get that information out. And I know you've reached an awful lot of people with it. But one of the things Mr. Fromm had talked about at that time or shortly thereafter was something about the dollar being dead. When did Ken tell you that the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012? Do you recall?
By the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. And he did not say that the dollar would be non-existent. He said the dollar will be dead. And it set off a lot of conversation after that as to what would happen and some key signs that he had given me that I could help to save my own family and spare a lot of heartache in my own life. And so all of these things came. Every bit of this is planned behind closed doors. They knew exactly what they were going to do with this economy. They knew what would happen over in Europe with the euro. And today we're seeing unfold right before our eyes, Dr. Stan, what you allowed me to say on your program. It's there in the archives, 3 and 4 years ago, when they were telling me things of what was going to happen in the future. And one of them, of course, being the fact the dollar would be dead. And we're seeing it right now. They have agendas for 2012. And I think I can say from what was told me a few months ago that 2012 will be the most eventful year in 2,000 years. With the agendas that the elite have in store for 2012, you know, the prophets of the scriptures would have given anything to live today, Dr. Stan. I'm so glad I'm living right now in order to see these things unfold in front of my eyes. So I'd like to, if I may, to give you a few of the agendas for 2012 and then try to help you understand how that you can avoid the pitfalls of these agendas. There actually were 5 of them that were given to me, and I was so startled when I heard them that I didn't do a single radio talk show for over 2 months. I didn't know whether, again, didn't know whether to give out the information or not. And then I decided I had a moral obligation. I will. So you have pencils and paper. Please jot down these and put them beside your calendar. Watch them unfold exactly as they happen. I'd like to begin with the one as to why the financial collapse has not taken place yet. It should have taken place in the last year of the administration of George Bush, our former president. But it didn't. Instead, they came out with quantitative easing 1, then quantitative easing 2, then the euro is in trouble, the European Union is in trouble. But the collapse just doesn't seem to take place. And yet, every time you turn around, it's predicted it's going to happen next week, and it never happens. And we've been going on this way now for nearly 3 years. All right, here's my statement, and please bear with me in understanding the why they're doing this. There is not going to be a financial collapse. If the elite have their way, there will not be a financial collapse this month, nor next month, nor within a few months' time. And here's the reason why. The reason why is more important than the fact that they are or aren't going to do it. And please don't let up your preparation. You must make preparation for your household, because it is going to happen. There will be a worldwide financial collapse. There'll be a collapse of the euro. There'll be a collapse of the American dollar, but not right now. And here's the reason why. The elite, so I've been told, want to create massive debt before the crash takes place. Now, they have a reason for doing this. This has been decided behind closed doors and talked over. They know exactly the strategy they're going to use. For instance, we know without any doubt that the country of Greece over in Europe is in all but default. I mean, they should have foreclosed a long time ago. But they don't. They just keep on week after week after week keeping themselves together, and the European Union does the same thing. So the elite want every country in the world, every state in the United States of America, every city, every bank, to get in such massive debt before the crash comes that then the elite will be able to step in and say, we hold your paper. We hold your bonds. We have a new currency. Your currency has collapsed. It has failed. The American dollar will no longer be the reserve currency of the world. And the elite will basically be able to step in and say, we have the answer. It's the new world order. It's our new currency. It's backed by gold, where your currency is not backed by anything. They, at that point, will have the ability to step in because they've done what they've done in Greece. For instance, a financial person, I was talking with him here a while back, and I said, who in their right mind would possibly buy a single Greek bond or a Greek piece of paper of any kind. I mean, the government will sell them to you, sure. But I said, they'll never pay back. And I said, who in the world would buy it? And they said, Chaplain, you don't understand. They said, the elite of the world, the super rich, they are buying, Federal Reserve, by the way, also, along with the other super rich, are buying the Greek paper. And I said, why would they possibly buy it? He said, Chaplain, don't you understand? We hold the Federal Reserve now is buying back, by the way, their own T-bills, the interest on the national debt of the United States of America. And the state of California is almost in bankruptcy. And some cities in America have already declared bankruptcy. He said, Chaplain, what they want is they want to be able to buy up the worthless paper. And whenever the collapse actually, when it's ready for it to take place, the New World Order can basically step in and say, Greece, we hold your bonds. We hold your paper. Now, you have no choice. Your currency is worthless. We have a new world currency backed by gold, and we have a new world order. Now, Greece, you have no choice. The euro, you have no choice. The American dollar, you have no choice. The new world order is your answer. They will so hold the strings, the purse strings of the world, that they will be able to step in and basically say, we have the answer for you. And here it is. Let me give you an example. And this is personal because it actually happened in my family. My dad, in 1929, had become very wealthy. He had gone to Florida. He had become successful in the building boom. And you remember, if you remember back prior to the Depression, the state of Florida just boomed overnight in real estate. He'd made a fortune, but he made one mistake. He took all the fortune that he had made, and he invested it in the bonds of the city of Coral Gables, Florida. Now, Coral Gables is just over from Miami, Florida. Little city there, still there today yet. And when 1929 took place and the crash came and people started, the real estate bubble of that time burst and the stock market crashed, my dad lost everything he had within a matter of 24 hours' time because the city of Coral Gables, Florida, declared bankruptcy and all of his money was tied up in city bonds that could never go bad. They were sure that they could never collapse, it could never go bad. And my dad lost everything he had, all of his wealth, in just a moment's time when the city of Coral Gables, Florida declared bankruptcy and their bonds were no more good. Just shortly after that, I was born. And when I was brought into the world, my mother and dad were so poor that my mother had to sell her grand piano in order to be able to pay the doctor's bill to bring me into the world.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's happened before. I think it's going to happen again. I think anybody who is in anything at all tied to dollars is in real trouble, whether it's pensions, whether it's insurance policies, whether it's annuities, whether it's CDs, whether it's simply bank deposits. It doesn't matter. But remember, that paper money is worth exactly the value of the paper it's written on. We'll be right back with Lindsay Williams. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
If it is written on a piece of paper, it is worth the paper it's written on. I'll never forget the conversation that day. And
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Silver is off considerably as silver is $32 an ounce now. Gold is down around 1740, somewhere in there. And it's right now it's in a low. I personally anticipate that it'll be well over $2,000 an ounce within 2 or 3 months. The sky's the limit. But Lindsay is telling you what he was told by the elite, and Mr. Fromm had told him the only way to protect himself was to use the elite's currency. And Lindsay said, what's that? And he said, gold and silver. The elite, and certainly Mr. Fromm was part of that, if you can look him up on the internet. He was president of ARCO when he retired. That's Atlantic Richfield, and they were bought out, I think, by Exxon, be that as it may. Fromm worked in those centers. Now, Lindsay never used his name. I knew who he was, but Lindsay never used his name until Mr. Fromm died. But even shortly before he died, he was giving Lindsay information, and that information has proved to be very, very accurate. So it's probably one of the few opportunities we have of getting into what the people who were then what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness are really thinking. We have, of course, a talk given by a gentleman, Dr. Richard Day, who was the president, actually was the medical director of Planned Parenthood. We have that in the little pamphlet and in a 4-tape set called The New Order of the Barbarians, a talk that was given back in 1969, which in many ways parallels what Ken Fromm told Lindsay here just 3 or 4 years ago. But certainly Mr. Fromm was advocating that Lindsay, to protect himself and his family, get out of everything and get into gold and silver. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, you're correct. I do not sell gold. I do not sell silver. You could not buy an ounce from me if you tried. Dr. Stan can tell you where to get it from. There are good dealers around the country. All I'm trying to do is, you know, the average person has not had the privilege that I had. And it had to have been by the providence of God that a little unknown, insignificant missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska could have ever been invited by the elite of the world to be their chaplain for 3 years' time, sit across the dinner table from them, hear what they had to say, and then over these many years stay in touch with some of these people who are now retired and in their 70s and 80s. And I pass on to you what they are telling me so that you can spare yourself heartache. Please do not fall for the debt agenda that the elite are creating right now. Most everyone is. Small businesses, they're going and getting their small business loans and just trying to hold on for another day. People are mortgaging this, mortgaging that. And if you don't have it, you can't spend it. The elite are intentionally creating massive debt before they allow the crash to take place, and it is part of one of the agendas of 2012. Now, it is going to happen. There positively is going to be a time of a collapse. In the meantime, the gold and silver prices went down recently because the elite were buying it by the tons in order to secure their assets. And as one of them said to me, Chaplain, you must secure your assets. Secure your assets immediately. And it cannot be done with paper. It must be done with something that is real. So, first of all, number one of the agendas of the elite for 2012 that I'd like to warn you about is do not fall into the debt trap and do everything that you possibly can to secure your assets every way possible before the year 2012 begins. And that's just a matter of around the corner, just shortly away. Now, there's another item that you need to be aware of that the elite will be doing, and I'm trying to give you these. I actually have five agendas of the elite that have been passed on to me that I'm warning you about so that you can take precautions right now. The next one is, by the end of 2012, the elite have intentions that all private fortunes will be lost that are secured with paper. Now, this would include the IRAs, 401Ks, mutual funds. If it, and I go back again to that statement that was told to me a number of years ago by one of the elite, and it, oh, my goodness, it had so much meaning. I didn't have the slightest idea at the time what the full meaning of it was. If it is written on a piece of paper, it is worth the paper it's written on. They have plans that all private fortunes will be lost that are secured with paper.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Could happen. And of course, anything is possible, but according to Mr. Fromm, it would be by the end of the year 2012 when the dollar would become certainly the exact term he used, the dollar would be dead. Now, that doesn't mean the dollar will be gone, but it will lose a great deal of its value, and it will probably lose its position as the chief reserve currency for the world. And when that happens, of course, the entire world monetary system will begin to crumble, will change and change dramatically. And certainly the position of the preeminence of the United States will change and change dramatically. And this is not happening simply by accident. Everything is planned. Everything is on a timetable. There is an elite that rule the world. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, and I don't know what Lindsay calls them, but basically they're the people who control certainly the American military. They control our banking system. They control our corporations. They control the leaders of both political parties. They control our educational system, our great tax-exempt foundations. They certainly control the media. They determine what happens in America and what happens throughout the world. Their ultimate goal, a one-world government, a one-world currency, and bringing to power the one-world ruler, who has been planned. Every major religion talks about this coming world leader, but of course this is planned, long-range planning, because behind everything going on, powerful spiritual forces, and you go right ahead, Lindsay.
You, every person out there in the listening audience, you have a golden opportunity right now. You have a window of opportunity that is still open, and I beg and I plead with you to take advantage of it. Here's what it is. The dollar has not collapsed yet. In fact, the dollar is still worth quite a bit. It's not worth near what it was a few years ago. I remember 9 years ago, I could purchase an ounce of gold for $250. Today, you're paying $1,700 to $1,750 for the exact same 1 ounce of gold. Now, I know you say, well, this is gold has really gone up in price. No, it hasn't. The gold hasn't changed its value one bit. It's still 1 ounce of gold, 1 ounce of silver. It hasn't changed. That gallon of gasoline, I remember when I paid 35 cents a gallon for that gasoline, and it was 4 quarts to the gallon. No, the gasoline has not changed at all. It's still 4 quarts to the gallon. The only thing that has changed is that you're paying between $3 and $4 a gallon for it today. It is the currency that you purchase the gasoline with that has changed its purchasing power, and according to the elite, the dollar will be dead. It will have lost so much of its purchasing power by the end of 2012 that you will have a very difficult time even feeding your family. Now, you have a golden window of opportunity right now to take precaution before it happens. And this is the reason I'm trying and begging and pleading with people on every radio show that I can get on. By the way, this is the fourth radio show I've been on today, Dr. Stan. I'm just begging and pleading with people everywhere that I can get their listening ear. You have the dollar still out there. It still has some purchasing power. Before the price of groceries go up, do something about it. Make preparations now. Get out of that paper. Get out of your 401k. Get out of your IRA. Don't depend on that retirement fund any longer. You must make precautions now to protect your household from anything that is intangible and get into things that are tangible. Many people are making preparations, buying a farm, planting a garden, whatever they have to do. Right now, you still have time and opportunity to do it, and you don't need to suffer, and there is no reason to lose sleep over it, and you should not be worrying. Well, that brings me down to my next subject. One of the agendas of the elite, which I found out about a few months ago, was so startling to me until I have tried to help every person to understand that it's completely different than what most people have thought. And it is a simple word, and the word is fear, F-E-A-R. And when I saw this, I had to immediately go to some of my healthcare professionals and find out if what I was hearing was really true, and it was. Do you realize that since 9/11, not a single terrorist attack has taken place in the United States of America, yet the elite have you scared to death? You remember back at Labor Day? That hasn't been too long ago. On Labor Day, going to be a terrorist attack in New York or Washington. They had everybody scared to death. And I said to my family, I said, "This is not going to be a terrorist attack in New York or Washington." And I knew there was not going to be. It was a fear tactic. So I had to go through the airport. You're shaking your shoes. Whenever you show them your picture ID, go to the courthouse, and you have to take everything out of your pockets, take off your belt buckle. And then they came along with Elanine and Planet X and scared the daylights out of you. And I thought to myself, what are they doing? Well, I went to one of my healthcare professional friends, and I said to him, I said, "Dr. Janda, you probably recognize his name. He has a nationwide television show once a week. He's a medical doctor, practicing physician today." And I said, "Doctor, what happens when the human body is subjected with fear?" He said, "Chaplain, the brain shuts down." I said, "Oh, my gracious, that's it. Why do they keep saying terrorist attack, when there's not been a single one since 9/11? They want your brain dead. Don't fall for the agenda of fear that the elite have planned for 2012. It is one of their agendas. Don't fall for it. Because when you do, you won't be able to think straight to make the decisions that you need to make in light of what's happening in the economy today. All of this is a part of what the elite are doing in order to be able to bring in their new world order, their one world system, their one world currency. Dr. Stan has been telling you this for years, long time before I was ever out there telling you about it. And listen to what he's saying. All the periodicals that he has and the DVDs he has, every one of them are telling the truth of what a man of great wisdom and years can bring to you in helping you understand what you need to do in order to, well, Dr. Stan, I really shouldn't say too much. You know, I'm 75 myself. I guess you and I are not too far apart. But we're just trying our best to help people understand what they can do in light of the agendas of the elite. Then there's another one. You remember back about, and it's in your archives, Dr. Stan, that I said it years ago. Mr. Fromm referred to it as Devil's Messiah. There is an agenda for 2012 that the elite have entitled Devil's Messiah. It was so startling to me when I heard it. And what they plan to do in intensifying this in 2012 to remove the God that made America great from our society so they can bring in the New World Order. I said, you know, there's no way that I can tell people about this after it happens. And before I ever began giving the five agendas of the elite, which were given to me a few months ago, that you'll face in 2012, we went in studio and prepared a three-hour DVD series that we just came out with 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we entitled it 2012, The Beginning of the End, in which we give every one of the agendas of the elite for 2012 and what you can do about it to protect yourself so that you don't suffer as a family. And one of them is called Devil's Messiah. And when I asked Mr. Fromm about this years ago, basically what it is, it's not the Antichrist of the Book of Revelation. It doesn't deal with Scripture at all, but rather it deals with the demoralization of America, which they said they had to do in order to be able to bring in that New World Order. As long as America was righteous, as long as America was obedient to God's Word, as long as America was standing upon moral principles, they could not bring in the New World Order into this nation. They had to demoralize us first, take the Ten Commandments off the courthouse steps, remove the Bible from the schools, take the prayer out of the courtroom. They had to do all of these things. I was just reminded the other day, we went to a rodeo. I live down south where we can have rodeos in the wintertime. And I went to a rodeo. And do you realize that a rodeo is the only sport left in America where they have prayer before a rodeo? They do it in almost every rodeo in America. Where they've removed, I remember the day when they had prayer before a baseball game or a football game. When I was a boy, they don't anymore. They had to remove from our American lifestyle the God that made America great before the elite could bring in the New World Order. And one of their agendas is the Devil's Messiah, they call it. This is their key word. You won't hear this on the national news. There's no way. Unless you talk to one of them who is willing to confide in you, you would never hear these key words or code words, Devil's Messiah. But to them, it means the method of demoralizing America. And, well, right on the set the other day when we were doing this new DVD series, 2012, The Beginning of the End, the man who was on set with me, he's a very prominent financial advisor in America, and he said, Chaplain, my son saw this the other day in the school. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, my wife and I have homeschooled our son all of his life. He said he's now a teenager, and we moved out of the city. We moved out to the country. We thought that maybe the school system went out here would be decent enough that we could put him in it. And he said, our son came home from school the other day and said, Daddy, I got to tell you what I saw. He said every person in our classroom was required to watch it. He said it was on the television. He said, I understand that every classroom in America that has a television set saw it. The President of the United States of America came on the television set, and he told me what he said. He said, Dad, this is exactly what you were talking about. It's a part of the Devil's Messiah program. And the President of the United States of America, in every classroom in America, the children oftentimes probably didn't even realize what they were seeing. It took video clips for us to be able to even explain it in our new DVD series. It's so horrendous. We took about 15 to 20 minutes just to be able to show you how it's happening in this nation so you can guard your children and your household in 2012 and not fall into the trap of the Devil's Messiah agenda of the elitist, whereby they want to change our country into something that they can bring in the New World Order. They could not bring it in under righteousness. They had to bring it in under fear. They had to bring it in under demoralization. Every bit of it is a part of what the elite are doing. They have discussed this years in advance behind closed doors, and they know exactly what they're doing. So, Dr. Stan, I've tried my best to help people understand that in the year 2012, the elite, through their think tank, and this again was so startling to me when I saw it just recently, the elite have a think tank. And even though I've been a minister of the gospel for 55 years, I'm an older gentleman, When I saw this, I realized that the elite in that think tank sometimes know more than some of the pastors of America. It's sad to say, they know that in 2012, there's going to be some divine manifestations. In fact, it's frightening them. And they're talking about it amongst themselves. They know that some things are going to take place that they're going to have to face in 2012 that, and you will too, and as you prepare your household, you will see these things happen. In fact, I made a remark on one of the talk shows today. I said, I think you'll probably be having me back on your show at least once a month just to be able to interpret what's happening in the elite's 2012 agenda because of the things that they know are going to be taking place.
Well, Lindsay, just at this point, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your material.
2012, the beginning of the end, everything of the agendas of the elite for 2012 and what you can do about it, please call our toll-free number. The number is 888-799-6111. Or you can go on the web to www.prophecyclub.com, PROPHECYCLUB.com, or toll-free, 24 hours a day we have operators standing by, middle of the night, middle of the day, wherever you happen to be in the country, please call 888-799-6111. 2012, the beginning of the end, all of the agendas of the elite, what you can do about it, and what you can expect in the year 2012, Dr. Stan.
All right, and I think it's vitally important that people understand we're going to have some momentous things happen this coming year. Make your preparations accordingly. Believe me, God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. The American foreign policy now is to use the foreign aid of the United States to make sure that homosexuals in countries get their rights. And, of course, if the homosexuals are not getting favorable treatment, why, of course, they will withhold foreign aid. They're not going to do that, of course, with Christianity. Certainly in both Afghanistan and Iraq, we have installed certainly governments under Sharia law where the Christians are being driven out. There are no Christians left in Afghanistan. Thanks to American foreign policy, there's only a handful of Christians left in Iraq because they're subject to terrible persecution. That is American foreign policy, whereas American foreign policy is to withhold foreign aid to countries where homosexuals are not given special or preferable treatment. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think God is going to continue honoring a country that does that? Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Dr. Stan, I'd like to urge people what Mr. Fromm told me before he passed away. One day we were on the phone, and he said, Chaplain, the big one is China. He said, never mind what's happening in the Middle East, and of course that's very important. Oh, you must watch Iran and see what's happening. North Korea, don't pay any attention. He said, Chaplain, watch China. He said, China is the one that is America's. He went on to let it be known that China is America's greatest danger. Can you imagine Walmart or Target without a single product on the shelf marked made in China? Now, folks, I warn you, you're going to face this. Right now, China has warned that if anyone touches Syria or Iran, that they have a problem. They'll have to face China. Russia already has its warships over there in the ocean around Syria. The United States government has just sent some warships there, and none of them can pull out. Do you realize that this is the first time that Russia has flexed its military muscles since the Cold War, and they have their warship over there now around Syria, and they can't back out, or they would be totally disgraced.
Well, hold that thought, Lindsay. We're moving to the end of the program. Our guest has been Lindsay Williams. We're trying to get you to be prepared. Difficult times lie ahead. And this is not just pure talk. This is the reality of where we stand today as God, I believe, brings his vengeance on America. Lindsay, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
China is America's greatest danger.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Important thing you can do is have a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you do not, if you have, you really don't know what you believe as far as Christianity, let me suggest that you start in with the book of John. Just read the book of John. I happen to prefer the King James version, and that is where what I would use. But read the book of John through several times. And if you have any questions after that, you can always contact us and try to put you in touch with a minister who can certainly counsel you. Basically, you're going to have that personal relationship. You're never going to get through the difficult times that lie ahead. My wife had called in and commented that with the NASCAR races, even still, they start those every NASCAR race with a prayer. At one time, we had prayer in our schools, but you must understand that this is a conspiracy against God. That's why the Brotherhood of Darkness took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. That's why the military has set up in Afghanistan and Iraq, why governments under Sharia law, so they could destroy Christianity. That's why it is now certainly illegal for a Christian chaplain in the military to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a conspiracy against God, and unless you understand that, nothing makes sense. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. That's why you need to hear my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret, the syllabuses that go with that. You need to understand the spiritual nature of what we're up against. Let me suggest our four CD set on the supernatural. And then the book that goes with that, the beautiful side of evil. The beautiful side of evil. Certainly, therefore, a CD set for Catholics, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, and his book, Hostage to the Devil. Hostage to the Devil, written by a Jesuit priest who was a friend of ours before his untimely death, and many people believe it was not accidental. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs here on the internet, iPad, iPhone, BlackBerry, 24 hours a day. You can listen to us on Sydney on the if you have unlimited telephone minutes, 24 hours a day, simply by calling 760-LOWSS11. That's 760-LOWSS11. You can listen to us 9 hours a day on the satellite. If you have a KU band satellite, you can listen on Galaxy 19, 3 hours a day on certainly on shortwave. But encourage others to listen. They'll start out thinking we're crazy, and before long they're going to be afraid that we're not, because we're involved in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. It's not accidental. It's real. And, of course, we truly are demonic forces out there. And basically, of course, you remember when the Clintons, for instance, went to the White House, the first thing Hillary did was to invite in Jean Houston to conjure up the spirits. Conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mahatma Gandhi. And you, of course, get into the background of Nancy Reagan, deeply involved in astrology. And, of course, most people don't like to realize it, but, of course, Ronald Reagan was as well. If you doubt it, get the book, What Did Joan Say?, written by Joan Quigley. What Did Joan Say?, written by Joan Quigley, who was the astrologer who advised Nancy Reagan and really ran policy in the White House. And in fact, Mr. Reagan, not Reagan, but Reagan, who is one of the high officials in the Reagan administration, was very upset about the astrologer running the White House. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, For the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who's certainly one of the most articulate spokesmen we have for the conservative movement. He was formerly the senior editor of the New American Magazine. He has his own blog now. And, of course, we try to have him on every Friday evening. He, of course, I believe is the new managing editor or chief of the Republic magazine. Maybe you can clarify what his official position is, but certainly William has wonderful, wonderful ideas he's taken on to help me out, so I'll have more time. He writes our monthly newsletter. William, I did get the latest newsletter. Fascinating as always, and we'll have that hopefully ready to go to our readers within a week. But what are we going to be talking about this evening with William Grigg?
Well, Dr. Stan, first of all, it's always a pleasure to be with you. I really appreciate your kind words and everything that you have done and continue to do on behalf of freedom and human dignity. The thing that I think we need to focus on right now, of course, is this staggering figure, $29.616 trillion. There's a new report out from the Levy Economics Institute of Bard College talking about the actual, so far as has been tabulated, dimensions of the Fed's bailout since 2008. And as far as they can tell, we're actually talking about something in the neighborhood of $30 trillion. And for all we know, it could be multiples of that, because we've entered a realm now in which I think mathematics has become denatured, because they're essentially generating infinite amounts of spurious credit in order to keep themselves afloat. By them, I'm referring to the power elite that battens on to the spine of this partially submerged ruling class that you refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, the fact that you've got people here who are in charge of generating enough ersatz wealth to keep themselves materially comfortable while the rest of us find ourselves driven into penury is, I think, a world historic consequence.
But I think what's so important is, William, is that people understand, I mean, to the average individual, so, I mean, they created the money, they don't understand. What this does is it ensures that down the line, sooner or later, we're going to have hyperinflation with the destruction of the life savings of the vast majority of the people who, in the United States. Certainly Jimmy Rogers talked about this last week. He said a whole class of investors are going to be destroyed. He's talking about the American middle class. And if they do not understand what's happening, they, of course, will lose everything they've worked their whole life for. Those are his words, not mine.
Yeah.
But I know you're well aware of that.
Go ahead. Oh, sure. And one of the things that people have not fully come to appreciate but are starting to appreciate simply because the tangible impact of inflation is being felt is that since 2000, the dollar has lost 23% of its value. That's just in 10 years, or 11 years, actually, since 2001. And that is something that just represents sort of the leading edge of what is going to be this perfect storm of destitution and social upheaval. And just in the last year, it's estimated that most American households lost something like $21,000 worth of net value on account of what's going on with real estate prices. So we're already seeing the pauperization of what remains the American middle class.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with William Grigg. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't prepare now, why, you're going to be one of those people who will be destitute in a very short period of time. William, go right ahead.
Now, this really is what's driving the inchoate movement that is called Occupy. Now, I should point out, this is something you and I always stipulate every time we talk about this. There is an effort to co-opt and create and generate an Occupy movement that would be a disciplined, focused, ideologically driven revolutionary foil at the street level for what people of the power elite are trying to accomplish, which is the consolidation of power. So when you have the institutional Occupy movement, you're talking about people who have been organized by professional agitators and people who are under discipline in an ideological sense to try to promote exactly the opposite of what would be the genuine interest of the people who are being driven out of the streets. When you're talking about your typical college student who gets caught in the undertow of the Occupy movement, he or she is probably taking a look at his or her dismal prospects for getting employment, and also, of course, with the reality, and it's one that's almost impossible to discharge, of student loan debt. This is a type of debt that cannot be dissolved through bankruptcy. It's the type of debt that is collected by federal marshals. These are kids who have been sold the proverbial bill of goods about going to college and doing so at public expense, not realizing that they have been lured into debt slavery. And they're taking a look at their own prospects. There are many of them, most of them perhaps, are painfully aware of what's going on with their parents and their homes and their families and their households being driven ever deeper into outright destitution. These are people who are being caught in this undertow of this movement, which is being, of course, as we point out, manipulated and engineered. But there is genuine fear on the part of people. And it's not just college-age students. It's not just people who are of marginal social standing or intermittent employment. I mean, people have finally come to realize just how badly things have been handled and how thoroughly they have been betrayed, and the depth and the pervasiveness and intensity of the deception. One of the things that I read today that really struck me, and once again, this is somebody with whom I do not sympathize politically for the most part, and certainly in terms of my moral and ethical and cultural values, where this individual and I are light years apart. His name is Patrick Magan, and he's a staff writer for a perfectly execrable television program called Family Guy. He's somebody who is leftist by way of political inclination. Forgive me. It's December, which means that I'm...
It sounds to me like, do you need some more in the way
of
medicine?
Yes, I do.
All right, fine. I'll get that. Hold on. Just, we'll be right back.
My whole family sounds like this, Dr. Stan.
Well, yeah, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest, of course, is William Grigg, and William has having a little cough this time of year, and so I'll ask my my wife to send enough medication up there for the whole family. That we, of course, we advocate taking large doses of vitamin D, because, of course, in the wintertime, where you don't get the sunshine, and you need the vitamin D to boost your immune system, and then we have something called allobiotics. So you'll be a large supply will be on the way for both you and your family.
We have been making extensive use of that, and we really appreciate your generosity.
Well, we want to keep you on the front line. Ladies and gentlemen, William has been talking about the Occupy Wall Street movement, and a lot of the things that the people are talking about are perfectly legitimate.
Yeah.
Many of the college students, you know, have taken out these loans, some of them old, 30, 40, 50, 60. I think my grandson owes something like $70,000. Then there's a very real question when he gets his PhD, whether he would ever be able to get a job using what he has. I certainly hope he can. He's a very talented young man. But a lot of the young people today who I certainly have these college debts have very legitimate complaints. And of course, they see what's happening to their families. And you must understand that there really is an elite that they say, you know, we're the 99% that are pointing their finger at the wealthy and the elite. And there is a small wealthy elite in America. I have nothing against people of wealth if they got it legitimately. But there really is a cabal. I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is these people who really control the government. What the people in Occupy Wall Street do not understand is that basically they have been created, they've been organized. This is not a leaderless organization. It is very well organized. There are people who are putting up a great deal of money for this movement. Why? Because the people of great wealth want a controlled opposition. This is all it's about. They're not going to be talking. I mean, don't hear the leaders of Operation Wall Street talking about the real issues. They're just railing against, of course, our free enterprise system, calling it capitalist, which, of course, it really is, but this is monopoly capitalism, and it's wrong, it's immoral, because the monopoly capitalist gains control of the government, and yet what's the cry of the people in Occupy Wall Street? More power to the government to control the wicked 1%. And that's exactly what the members of the Brotherhood of Darkness want. They want all power with the Brotherhood of Darkness so they can control everything. Would you pick up the story there?
That's exactly right. What most people understand is that the 1% exists in corrupt symbiosis with government. That is to say that the corporatist elite, corporatism being a form of socialism where you have this interlock between politically favored, nominally private entities and a government that's essentially lawless, and it's a synonym for fascism. Mussolini was a corporatist. He started out as a very militant socialist. At one point, the only money he had was a gold medallion with the likeness of Karl Marx on it. He refused to spend it, in spite of the fact that he was starving. So you're talking about a permutation on socialism. And unfortunately, the leaders of the Occupy movement are talking about further consolidating power in the hands of that corrupt hybrid elite that we talk about here. This fellow I'd mentioned before the break, Patrick Magan, who writes for this dreadful television show Family Guy, is somebody who's a left-wing activist by political inclinations. And he was out in Los Angeles with the Occupy Los Angeles movement when the LAPD moved in and arrested almost 300 of them a number of days ago. And he gives a really graphic description of the tactics that were used to arrest these people who, for the most part, weren't resisting. One of the things he claims that I would like to try to document and verify independently is that a lot of the mess that was left behind in the wake of this protest was actually created by the police. They went through, as by his account, cutting up the tents and strewing the personal effects on the grounds of the park, leaving behind a large collection of garbage, several tons of garbage, according to the media account. His story is that this is actually done by the police. He talks about the fact that unresisting people were brutally thrown to the ground with knees in their backs, and they were left zip-tied with their hands behind their backs for a number of hours and forced to kneel in that position for hours. And that, of course, is a CIA tactic. That's not something that was taught at the police academy, I'm quite certain. And that reflects, unfortunately, the fact that for the last couple of decades, we've seen the major police, municipal police agencies in this country become militarized and taught by people from Delta Force, from other special forces outfits. And we've seen where the NYPD has been in a very tight relationship with the CIA for the last 10 years or so. I suspect that's true of pretty much every major municipal police agency. The LAPD most probably is on that list. But the point he makes, after all of this, the fact as well that they were all hit with $5,000 bail for misdemeanor charges. The misdemeanor they were charged with was essentially obstruction of a police function. It's a very trivial misdemeanor. It's the equivalent of jaywalking. The routine here is that you'd go in and you'd be given a ticket, and then you'd have to pay $200 bail and promise to appear and pay the ticket. And then, of course, you'd get your bail back, and the bail would be applied to your fine or something of that sort. But these people were hit with $5,000 bail, and most of them couldn't pay it. He's a man of means, so he's able to bail himself out. In his update, Mr. Magan, I think, cut to the real issue here that I find very significant. let's see. Actually, I have to go back a little bit. In the update, he was talking about some of the details about the detentions here. So this is what happened to 292 men and women today arrested last Wednesday. Now let's talk about a man who was not arrested last Wednesday. He is former Citigroup CEO Charles Prince. Under Charles Prince, Citigroup was guilty of massive coordinated securities fraud. Citigroup spent years intentionally buying up every bad mortgage loan it could find, creating bad securities out of those bad loans, and then selling shares in those bad securities to duped investors. And they sometimes secretly bet against their own bad securities to make even more money. That's something you and I were talking about a couple of years ago, Dr. Stan, the fact that they were selling these securities in one department and in another department. They were betting against them in terms of shorting their own securities, their own bundle of securities. For one such bad Citigroup security, Citigroup executives were internally calling it, quote, a collection of, and I'm not going to use the expression, but it was a very vulgar expression referring to canine residue. To investors, however, they called it, quote, an attractive investment rigorously selected by an independent investment advisor. This is fraud. And it's a felony. And the Charles Princes of the world spent several years doing it again and again, knowingly writing bad mortgages and then packaging them into fraudulent securities, which they then sold to suckers and then repeating the process. This is a big part of why your property values went up so fast, but then the bubble burst, and that's why our economy is now shattered for a generation, and it's also why your home is now underwater, or at least mine is. Anyway, if your retirement fund lost a decade's worth of gains overnight, this is why. If your son's middle school has added furlough days because the school district can't afford to keep its doors open for a full school year, this is why. If your daughter has come out of college with a degree only to discover that there are no jobs for her, this is why. But back to Charles Prince. For his four years in charge of massive repeated fraud at Citigroup, he received $53 million in salary and also received another $94 million in stock holdings. What Charles Prince has not received is a pair of zip cuffs. The nerves in his thumb are fine. And by the way, this fellow talked about the fact that there was nerve damage that resulted from being tightly zip cuffed behind his back. It happened with a number of other people as well, and then forced to kneel for hours. No cop has thrown Charles Prince into the pavement face first. Each and every peaceful, nonviolent Occupy LA protester arrested last week has spent more time sleeping on a jail floor than every single Charles Prince on Wall Street combined. The more I think about that, the madder I get. What does it say about our country? The nonviolent protesters are given the bottom of a police boot, while those who steal hundreds of billions do trillions worth of damage to our economy and shatter our social fabric for a generation are not only spared the zip cuffs, but showered with rewards. In any event, believe it or not, I'm not really angry that I got arrested. I chose to get arrested, and I'm not even angry that the mayor and the LAPD decided to give nonviolent protesters like me a little extra shiv in jail, although I'm not especially grateful for it either. I'm just really angry that every single Charles Prince wasn't in jail with me. Now, that, of course, is a perfect encapsulation of the bifurcated nature of the so-called justice system that exists today. If you're a big enough criminal, if you're somebody who's politically connected, and your crimes affect the livelihoods and destinies of hundreds of millions of people, then you are utterly immune. You are in no way to be held accountable for anything you do because you're too big to fail and you're too big to be prosecuted. But if you're somebody who commits what's called a public order offense as part of a protest movement or simply as a result of your own individual actions, you can literally be ruined. You can find yourself not only on the receiving end of state-sanctioned violence, but you can find yourself in a position where you can be driven immediately into insuperable destitution. I mean, most people in this economy right now are in a very fragile condition to begin with. But if you find yourself having to deal with bail bonds and legal fees and probation and parole or any of the myriad ways that this system attaches itself to somebody who finds himself on the receiving end of its attention, that's something that you may not recover from and that could conceivably ruin your family.
Well, let me just point out that last Sunday, 60 Minutes, and I try to watch 60 Minutes. I always want to see what the enemy is doing, but actually last Sunday they had excellent coverage, I think it was last Sunday, about the officials in Countrywide Financial and Citigroup, who actually signed fraudulent statements, basically saying that there were no problems at all with the loans they were making, and they knew they were fraudulent, they knew the system was going to fall apart, and the fact that no one has ever been prosecuted, and it simply echoes exactly what you're saying. We have one rule for the Brotherhood of Darkness. We have a separate rules for these young impressionable kids in the Occupy Wall Street movement. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty.
We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
National sovereignty in Europe. This is the whole idea of the conferences being held, and among, of course, the major negotiators is Mrs. Merkel, who's the current premier of Germany. Most people do not know that she was a former member of this communist youth movement in Eastern Germany. She is a lifelong Marxist socialist, totally dedicated, as all socialists are, to the destruction of national sovereignty and merging all governments together under central control of a ruling oligarchy. Because, you see, that's really what socialism is, a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory. But it doesn't work unless somebody is in control and has absolute determination of what's going to happen. Socialism, in truth, is the vehicle not of Sydney, using the government to control the wicked capitalists. It is today a vehicle by which a group of very powerful people, including the wicked capitalists, are now able to control every individual. And so if Mrs. Merkel is successful, she and Sarkozy and their program, which is being implemented this year, then, of course, freedom for the individual in Europe will simply become a remembrance of things past. Most people do not understand this whole financial crisis over there is totally manipulated and totally created to justify doing away with national sovereignty, and just as they would do away with the national sovereignty of the United States, so they're going to do away with the national sovereignty of all of the nations of Europe, and the average individual is going to be told, we didn't want to do it, we just have to.
Yeah.
It was the only way we could solve the economic problems. Ladies and gentlemen, this is fraudulent. They created the economic problems to justify the preconceived solution. Pick up the story there, William, please.
They created a lot of the economic problems. A lot of them, of course, are just the natural result of people following a terminally infirm economic model, which is, of course, the command control economy applied through a technocratic elite that supposedly has privileged insight into how society should be organized. It doesn't work, never has, never will. but it's of a piece with the conceit that you can have a central bank that would create wealth. Now, the only entity that can create something out of nothing, of course, is the creator. And people who assume that they can somehow create something of value simply through the exercise of their own will and proclaiming that it has value are seized upon by delusions of divine grandeur. I mean, the type of people who believe that government can actually create objective wealth simply by printing numbers on a piece of paper or doing the digital equivalent in the cyber realm, people of that sort are pursuing what has to be considered a form of idolatry, because that's, once again, the pure and exclusive function of the creator to create something out of nothing and to create everything out of nothing as an act of will. Governments can't do it, man can't do it, the idolaters to assume that people can. But it's interesting, of course, if we take a look in the context of the European Union, one of the insistent tropes in their iconography is the Tower of Babel, the idea that you would organize human society in defiance of God's law and in defiance of any kind of a recognition of the limits of humankind's ability through the exercise of coercion to do something that is of lasting value. Even those who don't subscribe to the biblical view of man and the biblical understanding of law have to understand that man simply cannot be trusted with power. And when you aggregate power centrally in the hands of flawed and ambitious men, terrible things happen. But the Babylonian idea, that started once again with the Tower of Babel, is that somehow there's an elite that can be put above us, at the top of this tower, at the peak of this pyramid, at the apex of the ziggurat, you know, choose your architectural metaphor, that these people, by being exalted above us, somehow partake of a divine nature, and they can organize society in a way that is much better than we could if we were left to pursue our own happiness in ways that are mutually beneficial and not directed by a custodial elite. Now, there is this embattled strain of individualism still in Britain's national character, which is why David Cameron, who's a politician for whom I don't have a whole lot of respect, even now, even as badly rotted away as Britain's political culture has become with decades of socialism after decades of imperial arrogance, they still don't want to surrender their sovereignty. But chances are they're going to be forced to simply because of this economic crisis that has been contrived.
And it's all contrived, ladies and gentlemen. It's all contrived. We'll be back in just a moment with William Creighton. William, you go right ahead.
When you're taking a look at what's going on right now with this European Union summit, it's important, once again, to take a look at the people who are behind this. We mentioned Angela Merkel, somebody who's got a very deep and, from everything I can tell, enduring commitment to Marxism, notwithstanding the fact she's been packaged as a species of conservative. She's somebody who is brought to that post with the eager support of the U.S. State Department, of course, and the U.S. CIA, naturally, I think, and this is something Lou Rockwell has suggested, because she's so eminently compromisable, that's something that both sides of the equation play. The Soviets were, of course, past masters at kompromat, collecting dossiers on vulnerable people and using them for leverage. The CIA does the same thing. It's something that both parties in this hybrid, this international mongrel, that is the Brotherhood of Darkness, this mongrel elite, they love that kind of thing. By mongrel, of course, I'm talking about a mixture of Western corrupt crony capitalism and Eastern socialism. I'm not talking in terms of race or ethnicity. I'm talking in terms of philosophy. But there was, when I was in Great Britain for a number of weeks back in 1990 and the Euroskeptic movement was getting traction, they talked about the model, the proposed model of the European Union being built around the metaphor of a German horse with a French rider. We're talking about this in 1990. It doesn't surprise me at all to see the the chief figurehead for this being Sarkozy from France, but the real ideological thrust coming from Merkel in Germany. And, of course, David Cameron and the Brits still have this residue of the old Anglo-Saxon contrariness about surrendering the tradition of Runnymede and Magna Carta and yielding their independence. They're geographically, of course, separated from the continent. They're connected by the Channel, unfortunately, across the English Channel into France. But there's still this geographic separation. There's this cultural linguistic separation as well. But the nature of what's going on right now, of course, is that they have been lured into financial and monetary union, and political union of some sort is almost inevitable if you're going to be part of a system that's based on a shared financial and economic framework. And Cameron's trying to protect City of London against the gravitational pull of the European Central Bank and its appendages and appurtenances there on the continent. I really don't think that he's going to be doing more than putting up a fight for show. I think after putting up a decent appearance of struggle, like Byron's Julia, after whispering, "I shall ne'er relent," she relented. I think at some point Cameron's going to do that as well.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is simply saying that, that David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, is pretending, you know, that suddenly he's taking a strong stand against people on the continent. But you have to understand, this is all political theater. Cameron is part and parcel of this Brotherhood of Darkness group, but of course, to maintain his leadership in Great Britain, he's got to pretend, of course, he's really interested in Great Britain, whereas the truth of the matter is, he is a dedicated globalist, just exactly as Mrs. Merkel is, and the Premier of Germany, just exactly as Sarkozy is, but you cannot let the people of Europe and Great Britain understand their leaders are traitors to their nations. They are dedicated to this one world government any more than they can let the American people know that the leaders of both political parties and Mr. Obama, as well as George Bush, of course, the leaders of the Republican Party and the leaders of the House and the Senate are dedicated to globalism. This is why, of course, we have all of these world trade treaties. This is why we've torn down our tariff barriers, so why we help other countries to discriminate against our products, and where we welcome their products to our country, why we've transferred over 7 million of our jobs, our manufacturing, our wealth to other nations, why America certainly is the greatest debtor nation in the world, why we're having actually to borrow 42 to 43 cents of every dollar we spend a day has to be borrowed. And what are we doing? Well, we're giving money away to foreign countries. In other words, we're taking money from poor people in a rich country to give to rich people in a poor country. We're borrowing money so we can give it away, so we can simply buy up the rulers throughout the world as we move towards this one world government. And there's not one in 100 Americans who really understands that the real purpose of American foreign policy is not to fight terrorism. This is as phony as a $3 bill. The real purpose of America's foreign policy is to bring about a one world government with a loss of the sovereignty of the United States, exactly as that is the goal of Mr. Cameron in Great Britain, the current Prime Minister. But that's the last thing that they can let the people of Great Britain know. William, you pick up the story. Well, before you do, why don't you, because I sometimes forget to do this, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, they can get onto your blog, and they can certainly get your writings, and Chris, certainly, how they can get to your PayPal button.
Dr. Stan, I really appreciate that. My chief outlet is still Pro Libertate. That's the blog I write either weekly or twice weekly because I'm involved in so many other projects right now. I've sort of geared down my output on Pro Libertate to once or twice a week as my schedule permits, and that's found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or go to a search engine, type in William Grigg and Pro Libertate, P-R-O-L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T-E. If you type in my name, William Grigg, William N. Grigg, Pro Libertate is probably the first return you'll get, but if you type in Pro Libertate in my name, then I'm confident, almost to the point of a moral certainty, that the first return would be Pro Libertate, the blog. And at the bottom of every essay on Pro Libertate, as you mentioned, Dr. Stan, there is a PayPal button for those who have the means, the interest, who have access to PayPal and want to help keep Pro Libertate viable and going concern. I really do appreciate anything that can be done by way of helping, because this is still my chief means of keeping not only the blog afloat, but keeping my family afloat. And I really do appreciate the fact that this last week there are a number of people that very generously helped out. And I'm making a point in the next couple of days of sending out personalized thank you messages for everybody who's donated. I do really appreciate all the help we can get. It's very much appreciated and very much needed. I also, of course, as you mentioned, Dr. Stan, I'm involved with Republic Magazine as the managing editor, and also I believe the formal title would be curator now of the blog, the online presence of the magazine, which is found at republicmagazine.com. Once again, republicmagazine.com, not the New Republic. The New Republic, ironically enough, is about 100 years old. In 1918, it was founded by a number of people who are attached to this same group we talk about. Walter Lippmann and other people from the Inquiry founded the New Republic magazine about a century ago. This is not that magazine. It's simply Republic Magazine. Ironically enough, I actually worked at the New Republic magazine a little more than a decade ago as an intern when I was a much younger man in Washington, D.C., studying journalism. I spent, several months as an intern at the New Republic, which was a real education for me. But once again, this is simply republicmagazine.com. If you go to Republic Magazine, you'll see at the top of the page the section with a number of covers from recent issues, including the most recent issue on the coming Greater Depression. There's also a section right in the middle of the page for videos. We do a number of videos updating and blogging on various very important subjects of interest that are covered in video format. And there will be original video programming in that section of the blog, but we also, of course, curate or blog items of interest from other news sources. The current video is a tremendously informative and deeply discouraging interview with Lawrence Wilkerson, who's the former chief of staff to Colin Powell. And Mr. Wilkerson is somebody, I think, who's suffering late career remorse about what he has done and what he had intended to do. I will credit the man with sincerity in his professions of patriotism, but he is just anguished over the fact that he was involved in a somewhat peripheral way in an administration that, of course, was the Bush administration, the second Bush administration, that institutionalized torture and tore great big bleeding chunks out of what remained of the Bill of Rights and got our country involved in two needless wars, and one war in particular that was waged on the basis of transparently phony assertions rooted in deliberately forged intelligence.
Of course, you're speaking about, of course, the attack on Iraq, of course,
yeah,
because they had weapons of mass destruction,
yes,
ready to threaten America. Of course, it was all a lie, and I do not know whether Colin Powell really knew it was a lie, or now he is very remorseful, said he didn't know. I would, incidentally, after talking to Mr. Wilkerson, what is your impression? Did Colin Powell know that he was lying when he went before the United Nations, or was he simply getting false information?
Well, what he says, what Wilkerson says, is that Colin Powell was lied to and manipulated, but he let himself be lied to and manipulated. That either because he was willing to give everybody who surrounded him the ultimate benefit of the doubt, or because of a certain disingenuousness that comes with people who rise to that echelon in politics, he allowed himself to be lied to. That is to say that there's an element of culpability there. It's not as if Colin Powell had been hermetically sealed from everything reliable, but he didn't put up a fight that he should have put up, because according to Wilkerson, Powell was skeptical enough and well-informed enough that he should have put up a better fight. But the thing I found interesting about this interview, first of all, it's on Russian Today, or RT television, ironically enough. And RT, say what you will about the people who fund it and the people who sponsor it, it does some pretty good journalism, ironically enough, because there are people with the American affiliate of Russian television who will actually interview people like Larry Wilkerson and Judge Andrew Napolitano and Lou Rockwell and other people of that kidney who are serious about promoting constitutional values and the principle of individual liberty protected by law. But this interview is just amazing because Wilkerson talks about the fact that what people see about America today, when he's been overseas in Italy and Korea and a number of other places, he's seen coverage of what's going on in America, and he sees, and he says that if you watch the media overseas, you see America as a country that is defined entirely by throwing its weight around in the world in ways that injure innocent people, and a government that does the same thing at home. That's the image that America presents to the world.
But that is the image of America. America is using its military and financial power to force other nations to replace their governments if they won't go along with our globalist agenda, and they will not bring about this tyrannical power over their individuals to crush liberty throughout the world as we move towards this one world order.
Yeah. So that's exactly right. And the point that he's making is this isn't a caricature and it's not propaganda. That's tragically an accurate depiction of what America's become. And as he gave this interview, I was just struck by what I consider to be the sincere and palpable anguish of a patriot who's just alarmed over what the country has become because of the machinations of these people in elevated and exalted positions in transforming our country into this perverted caricature of what it should be. And in the course of this conversation, about a 10-minute long conversation, I'd recommend people go to republicmagazine.com and look at this video. He talks about the issue of remote piloted drones and the uses to which they are put. And he said, and this is something I have pointed out before, I've done radio commentaries about this in my so-called Liberty Minute commentary, so I'll give more information about that in a second. For a couple of years, I've been talking about the irony that Larry Wilkerson mentioned in this interview, that one of the lies that was being put into circulation in late 2002 about Saddam Hussein, the purportedly invincible master of New Babylon, was that he could devise this fleet of remote-piloted drones that could be used to attack American cities using chemical and biological agents. And, of course, he didn't have that capacity. He didn't have anything like that capacity, but that was something that was being developed by the government of the United States. And already at that point, there were drones that were being equipped with Hellfire missiles and other implements of mass destruction that were being used. There was a drone attack in Pakistan that killed an American citizen who wasn't targeted. He was so-called collateral damage back in 2002. And it's gotten to the point now where anytime I hear a propaganda line coming out of Washington accusing some distant and marginal despotism of doing something horrible or plotting some horrible deed, I'm convinced that this is projection, that what the government of the United States is doing is imputing to the enemy of the weak some kind of a scheme or some kind of crime that it has either perpetrated itself or it's planning to perpetrate at some point, because as Wilkerson pointed out, in 2002, they were talking about Saddam Hussein sending drones to cleave the skies of the United States and dispense death and hardship upon Americans. And now in 2011, we've got the government of the United States that is sending drones to all four points of the compass and raining down death and destruction in Pakistan and Somalia and Yemen and heavenly knows where else. Afghanistan's part of that equation. We've got drones that are used for surveillance and enforcement in Mexico. And we've got drones that are being used in the United States that have yet to be retrofitted into weapons platforms, but they certainly have that capacity. And the point he's making is that although Saddam Hussein didn't do it, this is something that's most likely going to be done. And it might not necessarily even be by the government ruling us, because this is not a technology that is purely a monopoly of the United States government. Now, of course, Iran's been able to take possession, apparently, of a stealth drone, and so they're going to be able to reverse engineer that technology or turn it over to the custody of the good people in Beijing or Moscow, most likely the former, who are going to be able to cannibalize this and reverse engineer the technology and probably make a pretty decent simulacrum of it very quickly. So this is the sort of thing that's going to proliferate and get very ugly very quickly. Once again, I'd recommend that your listeners go to Republic Magazine, that's the name of the website, republicmagazine.com, and click on this tragic and very poignant interview with Larry Wilkinson. Take what he says for what it's worth. Bear in mind that you're not dealing with somebody, given the background that he had, the Bush administration, somebody who's a Ron Paul or an Andrew Napolitano in terms of the purity of his record, but just listen to what he has to say and take a look at some of the other interviews he's given. He's given a number of really in-depth and quite poignant interviews that are, in many instances, once again, a little bit difficult to listen to because you're dealing with somebody who's very remorseful over the role that he played, either actively or unwittingly in the tragedies that he describes. Also on the Republic website, there are a number of news articles beneath the video section. The first deals with the European Union summit. That's something we were talking about in the last hour. The second one is another perfectly infuriating story, and for some reason that's about the only kind of stories that we ever publish, dealing with the fast and furious disclosures, the things that have been said and put into circulation over the last week or so, dealing with the Fast and Furious scandal, which began as, of course, Project Gunwalker in the Bush administration. Fast and Furious involved a program by the ATF to put high-performance weaponry in the hands of people who were working with Mexican drug cartels. And a number of people, Wayne LaPierre, somebody for whom I have no definable respect because I consider him to be more of a collaborator than a principled opponent of what the regime in this country is doing. Wayne, to his credit, he said what we're going to find is that Fast and Furious was being used as a way to create a pretext for more to the drug cartels, threatening them with all kinds of punishment and sanctions if they didn't cooperate, and this was being done so that they could create anecdotal evidence to justify more regulation. So it's the old Frederick Bastiat dialectic of creating the poison and the antidote in the same laboratory. And over the last week, there was another related story that came out as part of the same document dump, talking about the Drug Enforcement Administration's program of laundering drug proceeds for cartels in Mexico by sending people into Mexico and then ferrying the money as couriers out of Mexico to deposit in American banks and to use that money in ways that would benefit the commercial interests of these drug cartels. Something like, I'm trying to remember the specific figure. It was a huge figure. Let me see if I can find it here. But see, the December 3rd New York Times reported that they were smuggling vast amounts of money, the DEA, out of Mexico for the benefit of drug cartels. Now, the figure I saw was something on the order of $82 million.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically you have to understand that the largest drug, certainly procurers and sellers in the world is our one component of our own Central Intelligence Agency. And we have actively been helping and supporting the drug cartel in Mexico with one part of our government. Another part has the a war on drugs. We compartmentalized our system. One side supports the drug cartels. The other side is out to curtail it. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up our tonight's program with William Craig. William, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, once again, I really appreciate this opportunity. And just by way of enlarging on the point that you made.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 9 December 2011, Friday. Thank you so much for joining us today. I think you will be richer for having been here today. I think you're going to enjoy today's Feel Good Friday show. Joining me in the studio is Josh.
Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you. Glad to have you here today. And people are looking forward to your sage information. So
better too excited.
Be thinking of it. So glad to have you join us today. Anyway, we are going to be talking about the news today in the first hour, of course. And there's some pretty shocking news that I think you're going to find a little bit disconcerting, especially if you feed your baby organic, quotes, baby food. That's right. And also the breaking news about what's happening in the European Union today. Breaking news is that they can't really agree on what they're going to do financially, and that continues to be a real threat to the market. Yesterday's market was down over 100 points. And of course, there's more on the Penn State University coach who's now been taken back to jail and then let out again. So he made bail and left again. They've only got 10 children coming forward, or 10 that were children at the time. Yeah, new ones. And yet, nope, didn't do a thing. Didn't do a thing. You know, how, why are all these people attacking me?
Yeah, really.
Incredible. The drone in Iran is, I don't know, this story has smelled bad from the very first time that I heard it. And now we've got a little bit more reason for it to smell bad that I'll share with you today. You know, this news section is kind of a little bit sarcastic, cynical, caustic at times because it deserves it.
Coping mechanisms.
Yeah, our coping mechanisms. It deserves it, ladies and gentlemen. It really does truly deserve it because of what is being done around us, making us think that we should be able to accept all this. Have you heard about Donald Trump doesn't have anybody to come to his debate except for two people now?
Aww.
And now he's all feeling bad.